The Spider Goddess, a Pandora English novel. Written by Tara Moss and read by Lucy Christian. One of the women was blonde, one a brunette, and the other a redhead, and all were tall, pale, and equally stunning in their own way. They were a kind of lethal version of the Spice Girls, except each one was scary. I'd seen these four work the catwalk. They'd had a moment of popularity when Vampire Chic was in. The New York fashion scene really hadn't known what they'd bargained for there, because hidden beneath the models' pretty lips were genuine ivory fangs the size of a wild cat's. They were sanguine. Not vampires. Sanguine. I'd been told that vampire was a loaded term with a lot of negative baggage, and I should never, ever use the V word in the face of the undead, unless I wanted to get myself nicked. Nosferatu is no better. It means plague carrier. Bram Stoker has a lot to answer for, Celia says. Sanguine is the correct term, from the Latin sanguineus, of blood. These were all things I'd learned fairly recently. In addition to the requisite bloodthirst of their kind, these four models had a penchant for expensive, figure-hugging designer clothes, and, it seemed, leather. Tonight, Athanasia was wearing tight leather pants. We'd got off to a rather bad start when I'd arrived in New York, and she was caught up with an entrepreneur named Elizabeth Bathory. Athanasia had worn those same leather pants the night I'd found her on the ceiling of the lobby, head twisted round, baying for my blood. I'd staked her. She'd survived. Things had been tense since. "It's the small town hick," Athanasia said, answering her question with a rather derogatory answer. I moved across the tiles of the lobby, brushing past the four hideously beautiful women and aiming for a quick escape to the lift. I knew perfectly well that these four creatures hated my guts with the eternal passion of the undead and would suck me dry in a mortal heartbeat. Only one thing prevented them. They lived under Celia's roof, and they had to play nice.